Yes, go ahead.
Let's go ahead.
I'm going here. This is not, you know. Okay. Okay. Now, what I want to do is finish the 14th Shoresh, at least the Hagdoma that he has to say for Mitzvahs. And first, I want to talk about what we call Milchemes Mitzvah. Okay, Milchemes Rishus. Because you will see the steer between the Rambam Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvahs about this. And I thought it was amazing. And 1 second. Yeah. The in Minyan HaKotzer, Minyan HaKotzer is like this. Kuf Sadi, okay? This is amazing, okay? Kuf Sadi. What's the mitzvah? What's Kuf Sadi? Remember that Kuf Pei Zayin is Zayin Amamun. Kuf Pei Ches is Mechias Amolek. And Kuf Pei Tesh talks about Mechias Amolek. Now it's Kuf Sadi. Kuf Sadi, okay? Kuf Sadi. Kuf Sadi, Mina Kotze. Lasseis Bil Mechemes Rishus Kemishpot Hakosu Batera. Shenema kisikra vel ir. If you want something. Kisikra vel ir. Otos do a mitzvah miuchedes, a minin a mitzvahs, what you call mechemes rishus. Right? You look also in Kuf Sadi, in the minin a mitzvahs, is like this. Kuf Sadi, it says like this: He hamishpot shenosanono b'mechemes shahu umois. It's not Amolek and it's not Zainam. It's shahu umois. V'hi hanikris mechemes rishus. Or the mishpat, the mitzvah is the. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Lasis b'mechemes kemishpat. I'm not even sure. If you look over here, is the mitzvah. You see, look at the thing. Lasseis, but mechemes kemishpat. Is the mitzvah do the mechoma, or the mitzvah is when you do this mechoma, could do it kemishpat akos batera. So it's a ladder. It's kemishpat akos batera, right? There's no mitzvah of mechemes rishus, or that the mitzvah is, or that the mechemes rishus kemishpat akos batera. Right?
Is that pshat the psukim too?
1 second. So it means lechera then. It means lechera that the whole idea of Sheila Sholem is only Shara Amin. Because Otto the Milchem is called Commission of Shkos Batera, and that's what it is, lechera. Kisikalir. Okay? As he says, here Mishpot, Vize Kianachnu Mitzavinu, and that's what he says, Mefurish. Kishenilcham imom, nafticham al nafshom levad, im yashlimu. That's the mishmar kosm. The mitzvah is not the mulchomo, but kimishmar kosm. Im yashlimu imonu, vietnu lonu huagotzeis, vinechaivim loseis lonu mas vavdus, vuomo yisale yiyu lucho lamas vavaducha. Okay? Yulucholamas vavaducha. V'chul I'm skipping. V'im lo yashlimu nitzavim lahara kol zocho shem medina ahi hagedolim ulekachas ulekachas kol asher lohem v'chol anoshim v'u'amo yisale. So it means the Kriya L'Sholem, okay? The Kriya L'Sholem, the Masva Vaducha is all dinim in Melchemes in Melchemes Rishus. Kemish Barakos Batera. Kemish Barakos Batera. said it's number 14?
14.
Okay. So that's what you have now. So it means that the Milchemes is a mitzvah called Milchemes Rishus, and the mitzvah is not the Milchom itself. The Milchemes mitzvah, the mitzvah is the Milchom. Right? Here, the mitzvah is not the Milchom. The mitzvah is in otot and di Milchemes Rishus, lasu kemish brakos batera. Okay? That's what he says. That's in Kuf Sadi, in Miyin HaKotze, and also in Miyin HaMitzvah. Okay? Now listen to Mishneh Torah. And ask yourself, was the Chazor over here from what he said, basically, in Sefer Mitzvahs? Okay? Ulam nire. Okay, here it is. It goes like this. Here you look at the Mitzvah Yud Beis in Prater Mitzvahs, at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim. It's called Hilchos Melachim Umulchamois. People call it Hilchos Melachim, but it's Hilchos Melachim. He put two svarim together. There's the Halacha of Melchamois, and there's the Halacha he puts Shefa and Sukkah and Lulav together. That's even though he had in mind L'chatchila in the Akdoma to say for mitzvahs that each Halacha should be separate, he thought if they're smaller, he puts them all together, he put them together over here. See, here basically is Hilchos Melchamois, Yud Beis, okay, Lishloach Sholim, Lishloach Sholim, Liyoshvo ear, Kishitzomoleo. Vulodin bo kashem a foolish batayor. Vim tashlim, vim loisashlim. Okay? He doesn't say anything at what type of Muhammad. It's just dumb. Lishloach, listen, Lishloach Sholim, Liyoshvo ear, Kishitzomoleo. Vulodin bo kemishra kosa batayor. Okay? But there's nothing at all about what type of Muhammad is. Okay? In the part of it. Now, look at Perek Vav Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Melachim Muhammad. Ein oisim Muhammad im odem bo'olam ad shekoyim loy sholem. Echod milchemes horishus vi echod milchemes mitzvah. Shene'emar ki sikro ve'ili lochim oleo v'krosei leo l'sholem. Im eshlimu v'kibu zayim mitzvah shesab b'nei noyach Alein ein hogen mehen neshama v'hari hein lamas shenemar v'oy lecha yiu lecha lamas v'vaducha. So it means that which the Ram called or the mitzvah of Muhammad Rishus kemishbar kosa b'teir, there's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is that in all mechamos to do kemishbar kosa b'teir. So there's no peculiar din of Muhammad Rishus b'chal. Okay. So then, if you look over here in the Akdoma, you certainly understand that what he writes is V'yadua she'en anoshim donos v'lo me'idos v'lo makrivos korban b'yadein v'lo nuchames v'lo mechemes rishus. Okay? Okay? So I'll ask you something, hello? So what is this talking about? You see, because the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah is not noig. He's talking about which mitzvahs are not knowing by Noshim. Okay? So what does it mean the mitzvah is not knowing by Noshim? What mitzvah are we talking about Chemes Rishus? Or did the mitzvah of Chemes Rishus in Mishneh Torah is certainly not doing anything? Okay? Because that's a din in all Mechomes. Okay? And the mitzvah of Chemes Rishus is not the Mechemes Rishus, but it's to do in the Mechemes Kemishra Kosta Bater. To be Kuri v'sholem, not Kuri v'sholem. So what it means that it's not on the Noshim to be Kuri v'sholem, that's what we're talking about. Or it's different than what he said there. What does he mean over here? Okay? The question is, certainly in Sefer Mitzvah, in Mishneh Torah, it's impossible to interpret this line. What does he mean? That the Noshim are mechuyev to be Nilcham? And then the mitzvah is at the Mechemes Rishus itself is the Melchama. Okay? Or it means that this peculiar din, that the Kriya, for who's Mechuyev? The Kriya, I mean, the Emes is the Kriya. The Kriya doesn't have to be in the Leuchem and Bechal. Okay? So what? They're not allowed to fight until they do this Kriya. And that's their din. And the women don't fight at all, so they're not Mechuyev at all. So you have to ask yourself, what exactly does he mean here? But I just wanted to make it clear, because I don't think it was clear. Listen, you know, Shabbos, this Shabbos book is Ben Gabra Le Gabra. I was looking at this over, and I said to myself, there's a new world here, okay? So that's point number one, okay? Now, point number two. We pointed out last time, okay, that on the time before probably, that lichpoish, you see, in the translations that we have, and Frankel, and whatever it is, it's kibush ha'arotzeis. He has this mitzvah, okay? The proper translation, both you find in Kapach and in Korach, is kibush ha'aretz. Okay? So we're asking ourselves, that's the proper translation, okay? But the question is, what is this? What is the mitzvah? Correct? So, l'cheira, what happened over here? Because, see, if you look over here, he talks about Yadua Shel Mulchama V'Kibush Ha'aretz Lo Yiyu El B'Melech, right? So it means it's two separate things. So L'Cheira, what it means is here, there's a mitzvah of Kibush Ha'aretz independent of Mulchamas. Correct? It's a mitzvah from the Atzma L'Cheira. Correct? The problem is here, he clearly sees that even for Kibush Ha'aretz, you need Melech, right? Because he says, V'yadua Shamulcham V'kibush Ha'aretz Lo Yiyu Ela B'melech, correct? U'batas Sanhedrin G'doyla V'kohen Gadol, correct? I'm not getting involved, you know, they make this big political thing here and there, but I don't know if they quote the Duke come over here, and I don't know if they're interested in that, interested in their agenda, I assume. Okay, now listen to Rambam over here in Hilchos Tumos. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Eretz Yisrael, who amur b'chol mokoy, he who arotzes shekibshu melech Yisrael, o novi midas rev Yisrael. So it's an amazing thing. But I didn't see they really talking about this, okay? V'zeu anikol kibush rabim, okay? Okay. So it means that kibush ha'aretz does not require melech. Okay? And here you clearly get the impression that kibush ha'aretz and mochemis mitzvah are two separate things. Because mochemo, the Ram says, in Perik Hevels and Hedrin, hey Mulchemes Meshus, hey Mulchemes Mitzvah, require Melech. But what doesn't require Melech? But the difference between Mulchemes Mitzvah and Mulchemes Meshus is as far as Atzas and Hedrin, okay? Here the Ram is saying that Kibush Ha'aretz does not require Melech. So it's different to what's going on over here, okay? But the truth is, it's a very strange thing, which I pointed out to you last week. We don't find the mitzvah of Kibush Ha'aretz, and we don't know what the Rambam is talking about over here. Because the Rambam has himself, Kuf Pei Zayin is Zayin Amimim, Kuf Pei Ches is Amalek, and Kuf Tzadi, whatever it is Lasa is the Mechemes Rishus, or in general, Mechom Kibush Brakos HaBatera. Okay? So Kibush Ha'aretz doesn't fall anywhere. So how does all this play itself out? Because the Ram himself, when he talks about, when he says, Zayin Amimim, that's Mulchemes Mitzvah. Or Mulchamtom, Mulchemes Mitzvah. Therefore, and it's only going to Zayin Amimim, therefore he asks that since the Zayin Amimim are not around anymore, so maybe the mitzvah should be bottled. And that's a discussion about if the chefsa, the yidu the mitzvah, is not kayin, that's not mevatel the mitzvah. The mitzvah to turn with mutl al chivas gav. Okay? And that's in Melachim, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet. Mitzvah Seh Lahachim, Shiva Amim, Shneem Mahachim Tachrimim. Chol Shebo Liyod, Echa Mehem, Bolo Hogoi, Oive, Bolo Isa, Shneem Lo Isa Chaya Kol Neshama. So I'm not sure over here, Chol Shebo Liyach, I'm not sure, do you require Mocham over here, Chol Shebo Liyach? Okay, but then I'm not getting involved in that, okay? There's a very, so here we're at a situation that we don't know where we're standing. Because the text over here in Hakdama to Minyan HaMitzvah clearly points to a mitzvah of Kibush Moch, Kibush Ha'aretz, completely independent of Mochamas, okay? Mochamas mitzvah, Mochamas Meshus, okay? And you would have assumed like that, because especially in Mishneh Torah, he says that you can have a Navi, and you don't need a Melech. Okay, but you don't find the mitzvah. Okay. So let me now read to you something. I found an amazing lashon, which I didn't find people picking up on. And you tell me what you think, okay? This is a diuk. You tell me if I'm missing something. Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Gimel. Okay, after he talks about Kibush Abim, Kibush Yochid, like this. B'nei ma yordu. He's talking about Surya. There's a din of Eretz Yisrael. There's Chutzlav. This is Surya, correct? We're talking about Surya. Mimai this Eretz Yisrael. Mishikovish Isa Kunush Yishbosh Kol Eretz Yisrael. Elanish Arbo Mishivas Amamin. Can you explain to me that sentence? If I would have been writing the Rambam and counted everything, I would have written like this. And show it, period. What is a Shiva Amamin? You see, I thought that Shiva Amamin is a separate mitzvah to be Machim Shiva Amamin. Me'et Yisrael. Okay? But the fact that's a Seder in the Kibush and the Kibush Rabin, you get the impression in Rambam that there's some relationship between Hachrin Tachrim and Mezayin Amim and Kibush Oretz. Because if not so, because the Rambam is a Seder, what do you have to do? You have to do Eretz Yevticha L'Avram, and then you're allowed to be Kibush Kol Olam, whatever you want. Okay? Wasn't doing anything. Let's say Lui Tzur, there's no Zayin Amim anymore. But some other Amim are there in Eretz Yisrael, and you won't claim Shal Eretz Yisrael. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, oh, that's the problem, correct? Because you have to be claiming Shal Eretz Yisrael. And he says, until you have to remove the Zayin Amim from Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Kibush, and that's the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. So I ask myself, according to the Rambam, is there a difference between the Kibush and the Zayin Amamin? And maybe it's all one mitzvah. On the other hand, it can't be all one mitzvah because of Navi. Right? Because Melchemes Mitzvah requires Melech. So I have no clue what's going on. How could you say, I'm just amazed by this, okay? How could you say that the problem of the Seidim Suri, and I heard a lot of shul, a lot of people talking about Suri itself, is talking about, you know, they talk about you don't go in the Purd, you don't go in and Kurdish outside unless you do your own hometown, whatever, you know, the Sifris, the Rashi, the Tesis, you know, all Yeshiva Shereid, okay? But Lemaisa is, Lecheira, it's a question about Kibush Sheret Yisrael. And that's where he started. But he says, Shemisha bo Mizayin Amamin? Was it doing anything? Shemisha bo Mizayin Amamin. So I get the impression it's the same. So maybe according to the Rambam, Kibush is part of Zayin Amamin. Doesn't talk about it, okay? But if it's part of Zayin Amamin, so therefore what? That Lui Tzuv, there's no Zayin Amim, so why is there a problem that Mitzvah's not Kayim anymore? I just don't know what happened over here. The Rambam seems to be flipping. Here, he sees the Mitzvah Kibush Zayin, Kibush Oretz. In Mishneh Torah, he talks about the Kibush Oretz, but he puts together with Zayin Amim. It's an amazing thing. I don't know what happened.
Here it's post Yeshiva Amim. It's worse.
What?
Here it's post Yeshiva Amim. It's like Yob Izmanazah.
Who here?
In Hakdama here.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mizman Azeh, there's no Kibush Haaretz.
Yeah.
So there's no Zayin Amim to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're correct. So correct. He's talking about Mizman Azeh. Correct. And I'll tell you even more, okay? In light of what you just said, I want to tell you a very interesting thing. I was told that those that claim, you know, that has this, that this almost a fixation, the Chaban, the mitzvah, the mechemeset, Israel, Dos, Yens, Rashi, it's almost like, you know, it's almost became a new religion, okay? So what everyone tries to do is say the Ram also fits into the thing, but you know, they flip it, okay? So someone flips it and says that the mitzvah is to, it's a hagdoma, like in Cherish Yud, for Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, okay? Correct? So if that's the case, I ask myself a question, okay? Since the Ram paskins that the Kibush Sheni is chzik, is to chazok, not to Kibush, so to say there's a mitzvah of kibush bezman hazeh, and that's the mitzvah of, you know, how does it all work together? Because they say that Ram quotes kibush rabim. It's kibush ozdo, kibush rabim. I don't know if it's rabim. I don't know what this is. You know, I'm not even sure that the Ram is talking about kibush rabim. It doesn't say what it is. He talks about melech, but here he's talking about melech. So it's melech. I don't know who it is. Okay. But to say that the whole issue is in order for Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, when the Shittas Rambam is, unless he changed, Shittas Rambam is very clear in Hilchos Beis Bechira and Perek Vav, that, and that's up Chayin's all Shtikoter, Ve'etibcha, Ve'ibcha, Ve'abu Secho, with Yushalmi and Shvi'ez, that in Perek Vav, that Abu Secho was to Kibush, you, his Rishon Kodesh. So Kibush can't be anything Kibush doesn't do with the Kishtorets. Unless you tell me that's what he means, kibush is a chazoka, is buying the land. What's doing melech? What's he talking about? Beseda? Okay? That was just a comment on your comment, okay? Okay, now next. However, it is very clear in the Ramban that there is a mitzvah shocharav, but the chiddush is, I want to tell you something. What the Ramban did, he calls Kibush Eretz Yisrael a Mechemes Mitzvah. Okay? No, so you could also play it out like this. You could say there's no mitzvah Kibush, the mitzvah is Yeshiva, and Kibush is only Hagdomo and Perikyu, but the Ramban says that's not true. The Kibush is also part of the mitzvah. Okay? Okay, very nice. So, how does this relate with Zayin Amamin? Okay? So the amazing thing, if you look at the Ramban leaves Kuf Pei Zayin, there's a mitzvah for Shiva Amin, but independent of the mitzvah Chomet Shiva Amin, there's a mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Two separate mitzvahs in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because Kuf Pei Zayin, he's not Masalik from the Minyan. And the Mishnah Shocharav, the mitzvah say, he has a new mitzvah. So in the Rambam, he has a mitzvah of Kibush Eretz in the Hagdoma, you don't know what happened to it, okay? You have a confusion in Hilchus Trumas, what exactly he's talking about over there, because on one hand he says that it's good enough Novi Kibush Oretz, on the other hand, he puts together with Zayin Am, you don't know what happened. Maybe he moved away, and he said, not like he said in Sefer HaMitzvah, maybe that Zayin, but it's odd. You see, the sentence is very difficult. Okay, it certainly points, there's a relationship between Zayin Amamin and Kibush Eretz. Certainly, okay? However, if it's part of the Mechemes Mitzvah, there should have been a mention in Hilchos Melachim and Melchamos, where he's talking about all the dinim to say something about the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And there's no mention of that at all. There's only a side mention that Ki'ilu in the Seder, it's Mamash Pella, it's Kuli Pella. So I have nothing more to say about this, okay? But I think it's amazing, okay? But it's clear on Ramban, it's two separate mitzvahs, and each one separately is called Mechemes Mitzvah. He stresses in the Mitzvah Shocharav that it's Mechemes Mitzvah, and I assume that Zayin Am is also Mechemes Mitzvah. At least the Ram clearly says it. No. He says, and that's what he says at the end of, in his discussion of the mitzvah shocharav, asei revius, horo shehoi, he says like this, ובשלוח השם אסכם מקודש ברניה, למו, עלו רשו את האורץ, אשר נסעתי לכם, וכאשר לא אובו לאלויס, במים הזה, כוסו ותמוס כי השם. תמוס פי השם, אלוקיכם, ולא האמנתם לוי, ולא שמעתם קולוי. הוי רואו שהוי ישראל מצווה, ולא יעוד בהבטוחו. וזו היא שהחכמים קראו נויסו, מלחמת מצווה. אותו תיעצו מלחמת מלחמת מצווה. Okay? And this Mohammed's mitzvah requires, and whatever this is, it's kibbutz ha'aretz, so Ramos requires melech. And Ramban, I assume, also. I don't know. Unless you say the Ramban Mohammed's mitzvah doesn't require melech. I don't know. You know, everyone will flip this around the way that they want it to be flipped. Okay? Now, next.
Is there another stira between the Rambam also about the Ezra's Yisrael Miatzah that he doesn't mention here in Sefer
Mitzvah? I don't think so at all. Okay, I'll tell you why. I think in a Maria Shir, Marebi mentioned this. Okay, he said that it's possible Mechemes Amolek. I think it worked out in one of the Rishonim is not Mechemes Mitzvah, and Mechemes Yisrael Miatzah is Mechemes Mitzvah. Okay. Because it could be Melchemes Mitzvah is not an issue of Minyan HaMitzvahs. Melchemes Mitzvah is the different chefs of Melchoma. And the Din of Melchemes Mitzvah and the Din of Melchemes Rishus. Okay? And this Melchoma in chefs is called Melchemes Mitzvah. Therefore, Noshim, Michupasam, whatever it is, Melchemes Rishus don't do it. As a Silmi Atzor, a girl who just got married in the Chuppah, she can't say, no, I have nothing to do with this. Whether you're going to go like the Achrin who didn't like that women should go out to battle and they have to help or whatever it is, but they can't say, I have nothing to do with this. As you saw, Biatzah, everyone has to get involved. Because even though it's not, there's no mitzvah say in the Torah to do this, Muhammad. But the chefsa of the Muhammad is a chefsa of Muhammad's mishus, a mitzvah. And therefore you have all the deen. You shouldn't confuse the two. Okay? So Kuvi Muhammad's Hamolek is not a mitzvah. It could be it is a mitzvah, and it could be the chefs of Muhammad is not a Muhammad's mitzvah. You know, it could be any way you want. Okay? Okay? You say that? So that's the... Yeah, that's the I would only ask the following question, okay? If I were you, I'd ask the following question, okay? What is the purpose of the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs? Or the Ramban over here, the Rambam Minyan HaMitzvahs in Kuf Pei Zayin, and in Kuf Pei Ches, in the same Melchemes Mitzvah, okay? Or the Ramban in Mitzvah Sei Shochara Revis, if you're going to tell me that Melchemes Mitzvah is a right, that's the Chom Mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, then it has to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs, then the quotation is correct. But if it's just telling you that the Chefs of Melchemes is Melchemes Mitzvah, it doesn't tell you anything of the Mitzvah, the quotation is out of place. So if you would have asked me the question, the proper answer to the question you asked me is the following, okay? In Sefer HaMitzvahs, you're correct. The Ram doesn't quote every syllable because the Melchemes Mitzvah is that it's a chayyadach, that it's a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? Okay. In Mishneh Torah, the Biatzah, it's no right to anything. It's that the chefs of the Muhammad has a din in Melchemes Mitzvah. It's no right to anything. Okay? So then it's interesting that certainly that the Melchemes Rishus, the Chefsa, there's no Chiv to do the Melach, as we talked about, Melchama, as we talked about, and certainly in Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay, I don't know what's going on over here, in the shoshim because the noshim patuim. So therefore, what are they potter for? Okay, is that fair now? So this all has to be revamped to be organized. Okay. Now next is like this. Here, Dham continues like this. Ulefalsin, we spoke about the Umvatumim, Akayin, right? Okay. Ulefalsin, Inyonim Hoelu, Kulam, Ulepirsum. It's an amazing thing. Who he's talking about, the Stam person who he's addressing to. Ulepirsum, Inyonim Hoelu, Kulam, Eitzalov, Anoshim, that all that he said over here, such as our portion, that Mechem is Mechem, the Mechomai. And Kibush Oletz requires Melech and Sanhedrin, whatever. It's so posh, he doesn't have to say it. Ulapisa Munyonim or Elu, Kulam, Eitzalayv, Ranoshim, Kol Mitzah Seva, Loisha Tietuluya, Bekobonis, Abavidis, over Mrs. Bezin, over Sanhedrin, I spoke about that last, over Sanhedrin, let's call it, you know, I think I spoke about this, right? Sanhedrin. Oh, Benovi, Oi, Bemelech. Oh, but Melchemes Mitzah, or Melchemes Rishus, lo, it's Tarach Sho'im Ebo. So there's like two categories, Melchemes Mitzah, Melchemes Rishus. Again, two categories. What's the Melchemes? What is the Melchemes Rishus over here? What's the Mitzah? Okay? See, he says, and we talked about Avoidus also, what goes on in Makiv Shev Bayis, how does this fit together with what he says in Shechut Echutz, correct? So he says like this, lo etzdarech sh'ime bo, the following quote, u'mitzvah zeis ein onu chayom bo el b'fnei ha'bayis. In all these things depend upon bayis, which I discussed. I think I mentioned to you, you know, it's a very odd thing that B'fnei Abayis, what's going on with Sanhedrin? Because the Ram only says, the Ram, the Mitzvah Sanhedrin says, I think I mentioned it last week, the Ram, the Mitzvah Sanhedrin, the only problem is the Mrs. Bezin required B'fnei Abayis. And here he seems to say Sanhedrin itself. Unless you're going to say Sanhedrin won't be reinstituted until later. You have to ask yourself, what's going with Sanhedrin, okay? Now, the question is, why is Melech have to do with bias? Right? Because he says Melech and Nevu are not going to come back until we do Kapol, Bechule, right? But it depends upon B'fnei HaBayis. Okay? See here, let's see the Rambam in Hilchos Melech. Muhammad the end of Hilchos Melachim Muhammad is kilo the convergence of Melachim together with Muhammad completely. Okay, because it goes like this: Hamelach Hamashiach Peit Yir Aleph Halacha Aleph Osin LaAmoid Ulaharzir Malchus David LiYeshna. Lememsholoch Rishena. Ubeine Hamikdosh Umekapet Nitche Yisrael. So the Chir, the Pash, the Ramam is that the Mashiach comes, he's immediately, that's what he does. He's Boine Beis Hamikdosh. So the Chain, the Mitzvah, which is Tluyis Bemelech, Tluyis Beis Hamikdosh. That's the Ram's trying to tell you. Okay? It means based on Mikdash Kayim. So, and the Vu is also Chayz B'yachad in Melech. And there's a Bamid Barabah in Parshas Nosai, which would support this. And Parshas Yud Gimel, Simon Beis. L'kishis Eurer, Melech HaMashiach, Shu Nosan B'tzofon, Yovo, V'yibne es beis hamikdash shunosim bedorim. It quoted the Kosovo Omer, Harioisi, Heiroisi, Mitzophon. Okay? So it clearly, the Medrash puts them together. V'chein, there's a Gemara Tzukah, and then Beis, Amud Beis, V'yagani Hashem arbo chroshim. Man ninhu arbo chroshim, Omer Reb Chano bar Bizno, Omer Reb Shimon chasido, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, V'yaliyohu, V'chayhen tzedek. And Rashi, what's arbo chroshim? What's a choresh? He's an umun, Rashi says. Rashi says, Diramas ol choroshim umnim. Meshichim. Shneim choroshim. Meshichim. Shneim choroshim. Lebinyan beis hamikdosh. Elio chorash even. Shebona mizbeach bahar kamer. Mitzvim she'osed l'shtalech. So l'chayu l'melech ha-mashiach has to do according to this more also with the binyan ha-bayis, the umnim, kilo to build the bayis. Okay, there's more of ma'al makimis that you can see it's Eliezer in chelek yud, simen hey, the ramaschu yud aleph, ba'afilu, the mashah also, if you look at Megillah, in chelek aleph, in Megillah, in Chedusha Godes, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Tiri Amasa Bekivin Shebo David, Shnei Vahavi Oysim El Hal Kodshi. Vahavi Oysim, what's a Kivin Shebo Melech? So what does it do? That's what he's dealing with. So it's a relationship between Melech HaMashiach and Binyan HaBayis. And that's the Ram is talking about over here. However, in Yerushalmi, in Ma'aseh Sheni, there's an issue about this. Yerushalmi, Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, Omer Ba'acha, Zei Semeres, She Beis Hamikdash, Osad Lihibono, Yizkridim, Lamalchus Beis David. She Ne'emar, Kiv Kidichsiv, V'dam Einof Tishte, Chemo, That it's the opposite. So it means there seems to be an issue in Tanoim about the Seder. Or maybe it's close. The question about it, are you the Iture Yerushalayim, the Ma'aseh Sheni, Rabbi Elazar Shita? Yerushalmi goes back and forth about this. What is the relationship between Seder, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Moshiach? The Seder. Whatever it is, the Rambam seems they're closely interrelated. Okay? Okay, now, here we go. Let's start now, going back to Sheresh Risha. Okay? Hasheresh Rishon. She'ein ro'ui limnois b'chlal hazeh Hamitzvos shehein midrabono. So what's bichlal hazeh? Some translate this as bichlolois hazeh. Some translate b'schum hazeh. What it means is the minion of tayag. That's what it's bichlolos. This minion, which is the focal point of the whole of the shoshim, how to ascertain what is a mitzvah, and ascertain what is not a mitzvah, whichever way you want to look at it, okay, is the focal point over the minyan mitzvahs, okay? That's what we're talking about over here. That's the shrusha. She'en roi limnos b'chlol asazeh mitzvah she'en d'rabon. See here, you have to ask yourself a question. What do you need this for? What's the purpose of this? Tram has a separate cherish called cherish bays. You look at it. Shein roi livnois mitzvahs hanilmedes v'yud gimel midas shatoyin nidreshes behen o beribui. Correct? So I would tell you, if you can't learn, the Rav Pirush B'Shnai says very clearly that Yugimumidis were given to Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, it's not something that, you know, Chazal came up with. So what's your problem? Okay. See here, let's continue a little bit, and I think the Ram will give the answer himself. Okay. Da. Ki zeh ha'inyan lo ha'yiroi. He says la'ore is probably la'hoye. La'ore is previous to wake up. It's not, you know, it's not a proper verb. It's an infinitive. I'm doing it. La'hoye, or that's the proper translation. La'ore, I don't know what to mean. La'hoye or love. Then it says u'vi'uroi. Okay? Vi'uroi. So this, I have no clue what's going on over here. Okay? So in the Arabic translation, okay, of kapach, it says machmas pashtusai lo hayoy lo hayo love machmas pashtusai. So that makes sense, okay? And Korach in his translation, he says kivachu poshit, and I guess the Arabic points to the word poshit. What he's talking about over here, where this word came from, is beyond my comprehension. But you should understand it the way, you know, because the Ram wrote in Arabic. You have to understand what he said, not what the translator said, I think. Okay? Okay, next. Now, ki acha shehoya loshana Talmud. Okay? Now, the prop kapach is a proper to shahari kevon. Shari Kavan Shaloshana Talmud. I don't know Hoya. The word Hoya is not there at all. Is it Kavan? Shari Kavan Shaloshana Talmud, right? You said something like that? Yeah. Hoya is a very strange. What do you mean? It was in the past. That's a very strange phrase. And the Chayyah, there's no relation in the Arabic that it's there. So I would have read. I would think Shahare, the Chayyah, the proper way is the way he translates Shahari Kavan, Sheloshin Ha Talmud, Sheish Meis, Vishloish Esrei Mitz, Vishloish Esrei Mitzvahs. Okay. The Ram doesn't write a Tayag. I think they put here Tayag. Hello? It's in Tayag in this form here. Teish was Vishloish Esrei? Very good. Very good.
In the Arabic too,
but that's in Kapach. But what anyone has?
It says
Tayag. I'm saying that's like, you know, he decided the Rambam wrote it out, and he decided no, he's going to Makat. So I think, you know, you have to present what the Rambam said. It says Sheish Moses Shloshesrei, right? Correct. Okay, Mitzvahs Nemru Loi LeMoshe B'Sinai. Okay. Now here, this nusach in the Gemara Makis is Loshan Talmud. He's referring to Gemara Makis Chof Gimel Mebeis. Okay, this nusach is in all Kisvei Yad. Okay, it's in Ksav Yad Minchin. Okay, that's the resurface Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad Yad Rav Herzog, and it's also Gisa Ramban Nasogis in Reish Sherish Aleph. Okay. However, if you're up with Gemara Makis, that's not the Gisa there. So just don't cut them the Gemara Makis. All the Kisvi Yad say like that, and it's like that in the Rambam, and like that in Ramban. It's good enough for me. Okay. In the Gemara itself, it says the word Sinai is not there, which is a very important word according to the Rambam, certainly when you get to Sherish Gimel. Okay? And if you open the Gemara Makis, it's not there, but in all Kisviyah, it's there. And the Rambam, it's there, and the Ramban, it's there. Okay? So let's assume that it's there. Okay? Is that fair? Okay. Now, Eich Neumar B'dov V'shuhu Midrabonon Shuhu Michlal Hamin. It's a question. How can it be such a thing? Avol heilunu olov mibnei shetol boy rabim. Okay, so this rabim is not there in the Ksaviyat. I don't know where he got it from. It's be shetol bo umaron nechanikum mikum megillah b'chal mitzlasei chemei brachas b'chol yoyim nichum aveilim bikacholim kfias mesim habosh zarumim v'chishut kufays shmona I say shmona asa yoyim v'ligim asa halot. Part of these he's masig in Sherish Aleph. Okay, you see, you have to understand, he says, let's just go on. The Ishtakil, I don't know what Ishtakil means, but in both in Kapach and Korach, it's something like his boy name, his pale, or something like that. Okay? Mimi Shishma Lashoinim Nemul or Lemoshe Bissinai, Vim the Kriya Sahalo Shishimach boy David, Esakel Yisbach. Okay, so what he does is, just let me just set up before we get involved in the original question I asked you. Let's see if we'll have time for it. But it's a very important thing going on here. Okay, what's the important thing? The Rambam has a general question, and he puts everything in one lump, this whole group, and he says he can't send them Moshe Messina on any of them. Okay, then he goes about and has very specific hasogas on each one individually. Some of them in Sherish Aleph. In Sherish Aleph, he has Halil, Miku Megillah, Ne'er Chanukah, and Al Malbush Harumim. In Sherish Beis, he has Kfuas Mesim, Nichom Avelim, Bikacholim, and Chishuv Tkufos, okay? There is no separate discussion about Meir Brochus. Meir Brochus is enough for him, the original point, okay? You look, in Sherish Beis, there's a discussion over there, and in Sherish Al, discussion over there, but no discussion about Meir Brochus. Meir Brochus, he made his point right over here. Okay, we'll have to deal and see exactly, you know, we'll talk about that, believe that also. That's just to give you an overview, okay? Now, you have to keep in mind one thing over here, and it's a very important thing. The Rambam is telling you, and that's what he wants here in Sherish Aleph, that the Yisaid of Minyan HaMitzvahs is Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. Therefore, since Yud Gimel Midrash telling the Dreshes Bohen, when Nemo Lamoshe B'Sinai, as the Ram clearly says, in the Hagdoma to Pirush B'Shnayis, so you could imagine that Midrash telling the Dreshes Bohen should have been in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? However, the Rabbonon doesn't even get anywhere. See, even if you imagine Yud Gimel Midrash, because that's part of Torah, it's part, after Chazal learn it, it's part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, okay? You know, it's a Kach Nil Beinai, that's their discussion of how they do the drushes. But it could have been game for Minyan HaMitzvahs. But he says the Rabbonin Bechlal is not, and the Yisrael of the Chepsa, the bosses of Minyan HaMitzvahs, the boss of Minyan HaMitzvahs, is Sheshvos v'shloshesoy mitzvahs nemru lo l'moshe b'sinai. And the Rabbanon can't be. Okay? That is a very important point. And that's the yisod of here, what's going on over here. Okay? Now, now that we have that, now, I just want to read to you. One second. That's this. That's one second. Yeah. Okay. Now, v'sboinein v'spale mishi yishma l'shoinom nemo l'moshe b'sina v'yimne k'chiyah sahalil. I just want to show you something interesting over here. Sheshibach boy Moish, Sheshibach boy David, Esel Kael, Yizboach, Shetziva bo Moishe. Okay? Now look at the Arabic as it see Bob Moshe. What does it say? Shra. Shin or Sra or Sin Reish Ayin, right?
Shrine.
Okay, good. Let's continue. Now, what I just want to show you something. V'yimne nechanika shekovu oisach chama b'yisheni v'chimikav megillah. Omnom heyos moish nemlo b'sinai sheyitzaveinu. Right? Kikishiyia b'yachas malachta v'yiklono ima yavon kach v'kach yischayivlono lahadlik nechanika. Okay? Now, a separate point. Now, there's a line over here which Kapach left out, which is in the original Arabic. Hine eini roye she'echod yidme ze oy shiyale b'machshavte. Okay? What?
It says Hebrew the echad.
Yeah, I understand. So what do you want? No, he left the line out.
Well, why is Yom speaking Hebrew if the word echad?
I don't know. I don't know anything. It doesn't, I'm not, you know, okay, good. Beseda. Okay, good. Okay. So this, okay. Okay. That's okay. But it's in the original text and he just left it out. The guy, you know, what is it? Okay, good. Beseda, he missed it. Okay. He just, okay, good. Now, so these two are Shrana, right? Correct? Okay, now, before we get involved in anything, okay, so the Kapach and Korach translated, which is more, is very powerful. It's more that they got messed up, they were nichshal, okay? Hey, Yoseinu Mavochin al Eile Advoim, Asheke Rishalba Mitzvoitov. Vitzivono al mikom megillah ulad legner. The Chanukah is not there, but that's what it means. Okay. Vuligmo es a halel. Vesheilas a Talmud. It's a Gemara on Shabbos. Chav gimel amar aleph. Heichon tzivono. Viomu milaisaso. Okay. He's referring to Avi's member. Okay. V'im mitam zemono oisam. Hine roi shim no kol dobe shu mit rabonon. Ki kol ma she omu chachom la sei sei, vachom ma she zil menu, kva tzivo Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's the tzivo over here? Amar. Correct?
Amar Moshe Rabbeinu
b'sina. Amar, no, Amar, it's not in English. It's not a Hebrew word. It's an Arabic word. It's a tzivo. Amar is al amar. Al Amar is Ha Tzivui, because the Al is Ha. Amar is a Tzivui. Okay? Tzivo. Okay? Then, Holoka, continue. Moshe Besina, Shi Tzaveinu Lekaima. What's Yitzaveinu over there?
Yomarna.
Yomarna. So, I ask you a question. Why? If you look at the translations, there's no, like, nothing happened over here. It has all the same. So anyone working from a Hebrew text over here doesn't have a clue of what happened, okay? So I want to tell you something. The Rambam did an amazing thing over here, okay? He says to himself, you know, I'm ready to take this, okay? I'm ready to accept what they say, okay? So what is Nemla Moshe Misinai? And Moshe comes and it's mitzvah afterwards, because Toyotzi, I assume Toyotzi, Lamoshe, whatever it is. But Nemele Moshe Misina, because it wasn't a tzimut to Moshe, is Nemele Moshe Misina, and Moshe mitzvah b'nei Yisrael. Okay. So he says, how's the fact? He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzvah them to do something, like Lysosu or Kecholashia, yeah, Kecholashia Rucha, so he says, okay, I understand, that's a tzimut. But if you're going to say the Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell you now that in a thousand years from now, or 2,000 years, when a certain historical event's going to happen, you should be doing something. That's not a tzivui, that's a hiro. Of something in the future that when that happens, there's a hiro about it from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam is ready to accept, even in this, what he is looking at, this zany scenario that he's going in Vispale, but he's not ready to accept the tzivui, even in his going in Vispale. And the Rambam is medaktik b'dikta godo. When he talks about all these cases, about Ner Chanukah, or he's talking about Mikum Megillah, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying something, or how will Shashiva play David? It's a shrana. But when he's talking about a tzivui of the Torah, of Leisasa, of Cholash Yerucha, that's Amal. And every word in the Rambam, the Tachav, that dictum, translating anything differently is misrepresenting the Rambam. Okay? No, I got very excited. You know what I'm saying? You should know that when I saw this Rana, and the last night I was working on this, okay? I said to myself, okay, I ready to put my money down, and I'm not a betting man, that the Rambam will use a different word later when I saw that word Sivo in the top, and I checked it out, and he actually did it. Okay? So I was very excited. Okay? See, it's even better, you know, if you predict the thing, and it's true. So it's
Translators are oblivious to this.
No. That's not true. There is a tshuva from Yeshua Nagid on Mitzvah Say Sadihei, which he basically tries to fudge. It's all the same almost. But you look at it. Okay? The Rambam's great-grandson. Okay? Beseder. So this is a very important point. You see this? This. Okay, so next time, this is like, you know, the opening thing. So next time, Mr. Shem, we'll have to, what are you going to do next time? Next time, oh, Thursday is okay, right? Correct? We're okay. So next time, Mr. Shem, we'll have to pick up Meir Brochus, Blined, and the Hill and the Hollywood. We'll pick this up, Mr. Shem, Blined, okay? Now, I'll make a half a deal with you guys, okay? I'll take home the.